Are you familiar with the art fair?
No.
You are. Okay. Are you familiar with outsider art?
No.
Matthew Kilgore is one of four ticket sellers stationed by the second floor entrance to the fair's gallery space in Lower Manhattan. For some, this fair is an annual tradition, but others ask him, what is outsider art? He tells them that it's art made by untrained artists. It's the pieces that have been left out of mainstream museums and galleries. Just a few feet away is Chase Martin. He's the director of the nonprofit organization Institute 193, which works to bring lesser-known artists into larger markets. He's standing in front of booth 2.15, where complex ballpoint pen drawings, emotional photographs, and colorful sculptures fill the space around him. It's tight as people brush by to get a closer look at the pieces, but Martin doesn't seem to mind. He's glad that the work behind him is getting so many eyeballs.
There's actually a really interesting creative community there that doesn't get a lot of press, and the Institute is one of the channels through which they managed to get their work out into the wider world at large.
The fair started in New York City 21 years ago as a chance for dealers to showcase traditional folk art that was often left out of museums and galleries. Over time, the fair has focused more on outsider art, which is a more contemporary genre, but like folk art, is often left out of the mainstream. Owner of the fair, Andrew Edlin, says outsider art has grown in popularity and acceptance over the last few years, and he hopes that trend continues.
Anytime you are segregating things into categories, things are, you know, become hierarchical opposed to all on a level playing field. You know, I think the level playing field's generally a better situation for all involved.
Chase Martin of Institute 193 echoed Edlin and says he wants to bring a wide variety of art pieces to the gallery and hopefully spark some interest for these otherwise lesser-known or forgotten artists.
The definition of what outsider art is sort of become more and more porous over the past couple of years. And I think people are really interested to see work that isn't necessarily motivated by just the market. There's a lot of very exciting work being made by people who don't always fit, you know, the easy categories that the art market sort of demands.
J.T. Dockery is one of those people. He's a Kentucky native and is one of the artists Institute 193 is representing at the fair. He's considered an outsider artist because he's self-taught and produces graphic novel-type drawings. But ultimately, he says he doesn't care about the label.
So we live in this 21st century. There really isn't an academic standard of art. I mean, it's pretty diverse and spread all over the place. I mean, as far as me being an artist, I just do what I do and don't really think about that kind of stuff too much, to be honest.
Along with being self-taught, most who are considered outsider artists are either physically or mentally disabled. And in that way, Dockery fits the bill.
I can't really say that I make my living as an artist. I'm disabled but functioning. The drawings that you see, I make them with pretty arthritic hands. And my right hand, worst of all, has permanent damage from arthritis. But, you know, I manage to keep going.
But if there's one person who feels passionately about the outsider art label, it's Jerry Saltz, the senior art critic at New York Magazine, who recently gave the fair high marks.
To me, there is no such thing as outsider art. I mean, I think if we're going to use the term outsider art, that the regular art world should be forced to use the term insider art to describe itself. All artists that really have any vision whatsoever are self-taught artists. Whether they went to school or they didn't, look, I did not go to school. I have no degrees. I was a long-distance truck driver, for God's sake, the only Jewish one, I think. And, I mean, does that make me an outsider art critic? Well, but I'm so deep on the inside. I mean, these labels are really, at this point, they're useless. It doesn't matter.
Back at the fair, Nancy Orr of Ridgewood, New Jersey, is slowly making her way around the fourth floor. She says she likes to visit museums, but most looks forward to the unexpected connection she feels every year at the Outsider Art Fair.
There's just something about the outsider art or the root art that this is that it just speaks to me. I don't know what it is.
By the end of the weekend, close to 10,000 people would have walked into the five-story gallery. Institute 193 had sold at least 8 pieces. When asked about whether Institute 193 would be back next year, Chase Martin smiled, glanced up at the fair, and said yes. For WEKU, I'm Connor Ryan in New York.